All aboard. The Cybercopter. No cheese. Oh my.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the Cyber Ship.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today, welcome to episode 559 as we gonna dip the gunship. That's right, baby. With the homie, my co-host, the professor, Engage. Man, you already know what it is. It's up.
Check one, check two. Yo, yo, yo.
That check just bounced.
Nah, here we go, man. What the hell is going on, Professor?
Well, I am here, and he is in me. I'm not talking about the proctologist.
Hold on 1 second. All right. We are back. What the hell is going on, Professor, man? It has been a minute, man.
Yeah, exactly 27,300,008 minutes.
Exactly.
Let's go right ahead. No, you have the floor, my friend.
Too?
Yes, I have my said beverage in hand.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, cool, man. I'm fading in and out. So,
that's the episode that we did, man.
Oh, God. It was like 18 years ago. Do you know my daughter's a valedictorian in college right now? You know, I just told her not to study proctology.
Oh, here we go, man. Here we go.
You are garbage. Not proctology.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out. Did you get a chance to watch the halftime show?
What halftime show?
Okay, I take that as a no.
Are you talking about from what? From a game or? Obviously a game.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
I just realized that it was 2 days ago. Just literally realized probably 30 minutes ago it was 2 days ago.
Okay. We can scratch that topic. But you know how shots in the professor like to get down. We can freestyle, man. We've been doing this. So I want to get into this topic right here. What do you think
about...
Let me just
rephrase that. We've done it so many times that our hiatus was actually longer than the times we've done it.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's do a recap of the best of. And I would like to go into the time you went on a cruise and you paid, what, $1,200? You've been on a painting for, what, $1,200?
Yes.
How much was you drinking on that cruise, man?
Oh, I drank a lot. And you know, and it's funny, that was a vacation where I made new friends, and we still keep in contact, me and said friends. Matter of fact, that couple just had a baby too. Put it this way, as much as I was drinking, the lady I had met trip and found out that she was going on the same cruise, she got so drunk that they wind up kicking, you know, locking her balcony, but mine was wide open. And I remembered that they had an old crying white girl, and I'm trying to figure out how to get her and my girl on the bed, but it was crying white girl. That was before Karen.
Yeah, no doubt, man. She may have been the first Karen.
I watched a movie recently, and it reminded me of you, and it was called Karen.
And it reminded you of me?
Yeah.
How the hell did that remind you of me?
Because you're always talking about Karens, and I'm always talking about them.
I have never said anything about a Karen.
Yeah, you have. You podcasted about it.
No, me? What the hell you say?
I might have masturbated to one. But anyways, yeah. It was a cute South African girl. Oh, I can't say cute girl. It's a North African. She kept giving me champagne, and the next thing you know, I was paying $1,200 for a picture of the Pink Panther.
Okay, now, as you tell me this story, you know what I visualize? I visualize you in that in a professor blazer with an ascot on and a t-shirt, some shorts and some flip flops.
Yes, and also I was dressed that way. With an ascot. And I was like, yes, I'll take this one. Oh, this would look good here. Yes, look, what do you think?
So when you were literally, so you actually bid on the painting, right?
Yeah, I bid. One,
so you had. So what did you do? Raise your hand or do some kind of weird signal or some shit?
The girl basically said, here, mate, you sit down right here. And then when the painting comes up, you just raise. And if anybody outbids you, I'll hit them with my bobby stick. I'm like, okay. And don't worry, you're going to win that painting. I'm like, okay, can I win it for about $75? Next thing you know, it was me and some blue hair fucking painting, bidding on the same fucking painting. And next thing you know, I got up to $1,200 and, let the sunny, this is too rich for my blood. You're too rich for your blood. I'm going through a divorce.
Okay. So you end up winning the painting, right?
Yes, I won the painting. I said, okay, well, how long do I have to get said painting? Oh, you got to the end of the cruise, mate. I'm like, okay. I was like, I'll be back. Let me just go grab my old lady. She's in there sleeping. I just want her to come look at it because this is going to look great in my office.
Right.
I just had the office at my job at the time.
Right. Not the laboratory, not the home office.
They wanted me. They kept, every day I got back to my room, I kept finding little notices here on the door. Oh, don't forget to come pay for your painting. Don't forget to come pay for your painting.
I can see you waking up with them damn flip flops and shorts and that ascot and a fucking blazer tomorrow.
With a bit of sour cream on my nose, like I'm trying to get a fucking sun can, like I'm fucking Stephen Keaton from fucking Family Ties. this is how I got busted. This is how the lady caught up to me because I think I even heard my name. Professor. So
well, wait a minute. They paid you on the cruise ship?
Yeah.
Professor. Professor, come get this motherfucking pain.
Yeah, exactly. So after a while, after that, I think it was the last night of the cruise, right?
Right.
We were at dinner. And I can't remember if it was an elegant night. I'm wearing a nice suit and everything. Next thing you know, I was like, oh, shit. Here comes that fucking South African chick. She's like, hey, mate, are you still going to come pay for the painting? I'm like, you know what? I got too drunk in Costa Maya, and I decided not to. So you don't want the bloody painting?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Like, no. But I'll take the $55 one now. We'll come there, and I know I messed up your commission. I'm sorry. If you want, I can dick you down in the. I can give you a free one in the room.
Oh my goodness!
And, you know, we can call it even. You can keep the painting. I had a lovely time. So you really don't want the painting? I'm like, oh no. They're like, okay, no worries. I thought they're gonna fucking ban me from the cruise line. I really did.
Yeah, you've done worse than that.
Yeah. Dude, I can tell you. I went on a cruise, like, and I remember these redneck boys. They were like, yeah. Where's Cletus? Man, he better not have jumped, man. I'm going to beat his ass. I thought Cletus fucking jumped.
Were they about to jump you on a cruise? You didn't tell me that.
These guys were looking for their buddy for like 2 hours.
Oh.
And they thought he jumped.
Yeah, he's probably in the...
Yeah, he was probably with one of the fucking cabin people. Dude, I fucking saw them. Oh, God. I told you when I was in the committee. I fucking met this fucking Ecuadorian fucking...
Hey, and, Professor, where you got your levels at? You kind of fading.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah. People, we're trying to get it together. We're getting back into it.
Yeah, it's been. I had to dust the cobwebs off this. So, okay.
A little bit more.
I can put the catheter up.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
Boy, the little wires up. Hold on. I have to go to. Of the year is sitting on this. Take a quick break.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
All right. We'll be back right after these messages. Yo, yo.
Yes.
Are we back?
Hello? Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me? Hello? I can hear you now.
I'm okay. You okay?
You okay?
I'm okay. Black rib.
I'm okay. You okay?
Yes. I'm a doctor.
You know what? Well, why don't we go ahead on and go into that? That was another epic moment in Shots at the Professor of History, you know what I'm saying? I want to go into the time when Feng Shui, our Asian friend, who barely speaks English, but loves black women.
Yes.
And also, he's been pulling a couple of them.
Huh?
When he bought his other Asian homeboy to the laboratory, we're hanging out there drinking. His homeboy dropped him off and hauled ass. Remember that shit? Like, oh, no, shit.
No, actually, that was another. That was, you're getting it confused. He put me on the phone with, can you hear me a lot better now?
Yeah.
All right. He put me, every time this guy is here, he likes to, and Feng Shui is my old butler. And
yeah,
every time he calls someone from his country, whether male or female, he likes to put me on the phone. I guess he likes to show that he has a black friend.
Right.
You know. And,
I have black friend.
Yeah, and he put me on. It was night, like midnight here. It was probably like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning where he's from. And he put me on the phone with a friend.
Real quick, Professor, we're on the gunship right now. I'm making a video. So say what's up, Dan.
Hi, Instagram. How you all doing? How y'all doing? What up with y'all, dog? What's good with y'all, Instagram?
Okay.
What up?
Okay.
Yeah, I got to take the saran wrap out my mouth. But yeah, so this guy, he always likes to put me on with everyone. This guy took one look at me. Okay, gotta go. Bye. Like, okay. I'm like, geez, this guy did not want to talk to me for some reason. But Feng Shui, he's a good guy. I knew I'll see him because, you know, I told you Sunshine's father's coming to town like in a few hours. So I know that Mongoloid. Yeah. 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 I can't wait to see her. I love her dad. He's a fun guy. It's sad that her mom's not coming.
I got all my drinking buddies. You, Joey, mm-hmm. Feng Shui.
Yeah, it was like the UN over here when we
wanted. He took the words right out of my mouth, man. And
not a racist.
He's still drinking Jägermeister.
That guy would drink shoe polish or friggin' goat cum if he had to. If he thought it was fucking alcohol in it.
Yo, yo.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, you remember the guy that lives. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay. Do you remember
the TNT Sprint commercial? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The old Verizon commercial. So, yeah. So, remember the guy that lives in that subdivision that I used to call Grandpa that I had a problem with? Right? Feng Shui cleaned his clock one day. So Feng Shui, because he worked for Feng Shui, worked for him too. And Feng Shui, he grabbed Feng Shui, like trying to rough him up. And he was like, okay. And he fucking flipped him or some shit. And Feng Shui, he might have a warrant for his arrest right now. My thing went allegedly. Yeah, so he was wanting me to help him. So I was like, yeah, sure, okay. I'll make up a story.
Once again, welcome to episode 559 Shots.
The professor.
We're having technical difficulties. A T. A ta.
A ta.
A T. Ta.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. But anyway, man, yeah, those were some great times.
Yeah, exactly. This is kind of people, this is kind of a recap for all the shenanigans.
Yeah.
I see my assistant is getting ready to walk in here.
Uh-oh.
And so I guess I have to do it without this mic because my thing went out. But yeah, getting back to Feng Shui, he lost his job, and I tried to give him 65 cents an hour, but I guess he figured inflation that was not good enough.
Being a nice guy that you are.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was just promising him that, you know, he cook our food and he can have our scraps.
Yeah, right. Yeah, free room. Look, I sound like Bugs Bunny or Wascally Wabbit.
Yeah.
I mean, you just giving him free room court, all he could eat, and the hell of a lot of
and all the big titty black nipples he could like fondle or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, he pretty much did that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And like I said, it was questionable, men and women, but he likes the Bracks. And he always likes to ask about you. Where's your black friend? Where's the friend with the goatee?
That's right, motherfucker. Respect that shit. Worldwide, you know what it is. But yeah. You know what used to trip me out about him? Man, I got to apologize to you for deleting that episode. Remember when he kept raising his hand? We were doing the podcast. I'm like, Feng Shui, what the fuck are you doing, man? Quit raising your hand. Just talk.
I guess he was sure.
I don't know, man. But damn, he's a good guitar player, though, man.
He always used to, you know, like that old commercial. He rose his hand like he was sure. Raise your hand.
Oh shit! Raise your hand if you're sure. I remember that shit.
Yeah, exactly. He was over there doing the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, every 5 minutes. Like how old? Yeah. No, Feng Shui. No, how old? Just talk. Just talk, man. Yeah, nobody can see you. We're not in school. 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Cyber. Pick me.
Pick me. bracket nipples for $8, Alex.
But you know what, though? We had that universal language. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We didn't necessarily speak his language. He spoke a little bit of broken English.
Didn't speak ours.
And you know what I'm saying? But we hung out, man. We hung out and made that shit happen, man. We used to have a ball, man.
That's me. I just like to use minorities for my own personal game.
Yeah, we know that. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to figure out how he was splitting that game, though, dog. Because he had all, you know, he had all the sisters coming over there. You see Feng Shui?
Well, because he was promising them a happy family.
Yeah.
Drinking a damn. He was promising a happy family, and you know he knew
now,
how to
now for everyone listening, this is for educational purposes. We're not. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, being funny. That's how he talks. Like I said, he barely speaks English, But he was hanging around the Shots and the Professor. How gangster is that?
You know what? My best friend Edwin was here last week, and we were talking. He was here last week, and we were talking about how he learned English by me. You know, and of course, I taught him all the bad words first.
Sorry to hear that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was learning all the bad words for me.
And where's he from? Ecuador?
No, Puerto Rico.
How the hell? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. You know, basically the 51st state, you know. But, you know, we were talking about certain things.
I said, shout out to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. And I was like, geez, I always get these freaking minorities that don't speak no English, and they stick on to me, and they put up with all my what people might say bigoted bullshit. But it's all love. It is all love. But
no doubt.
Did I tell you that my little one is into the Flintstones? She loves Fred Flintstone.
No, excuse me. No doubt. I thought I had it on mute. Yeah, man, you are a Flintstone enthusiast, indeed.
Yes, I realized I was talking about Fred and Barney. Yeah, but I've been doing it for years. And you know, as I went through one of our old shows, and I heard my baby on the recording, I realized she's been saying that for quite a while.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, I hear Sunshine is in a building.
Yeah. Would you like to grace the audience?
Yes, Nick Sunshine
is with
In the building.
Yeah.
Can she hear me?
Sunshine.
Can she hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can hear you.
Oh, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Richard. How are you, brother?
What's going on, Sunshine? What's up?
Yes. I told you, she finally saw the movie Malcolm X for the first time.
Oh, boy.
Like a month ago. Yeah. We didn't land on Plymouth. Landed on us.
And she's Muslim from Africa, and she just now saw Malcolm X?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Never heard of him.
I never heard of him.
Wow. Now, that's deep. That's deep right there within itself.
Yep.
But now you have, thanks to the professor.
Deeper than a well digger's ass.
Thanks to the professor, you have.
Yes. Well, I think when foreigners get off the boat, they beeline it right for the estate and right to their professor to come to, you know, I am the one that basically owns the Tommy Thomas School for English.
Are we about to go into a Tommy Thomas commercial break?
Yeah. You can insert it there. Like, you know, it's like getting ready for a rectum.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, oh, man. So, God, I was thinking of another, but Feng Shui, I actually miss that dude.
Yeah, no doubt, man. He was cool.
Yeah, that was the best $1.15 an hour I was spending.
Allegedly, for educational purposes.
Yeah. Not allegedly.
See,
I believe in slave wages.
See,
for entertainment. Listen to what Sarah's listening to. You hear what Sarah's listening to? Yeah, that's her. That's a chip right off the old block.
No doubt.
A chip right off the old blockhead.
Yeah.
Well, man, feng shui. Wow, there's so many things I wanted to do with him. I still want to.
Like what? Pause. Oh my!
Yeah. Like fucking George Decay. Do not throw my phone in the pool.
Throw it in the pool, Sarah. Uncle Cybershot says it's okay.
Yeah, she's out here in her little jumpsuit and listening to Rush and scrolling to see what. God, I cannot. You know what? It's funny. Whenever I know this kid wants to go to sleep. That's what she wants to listen to. That's how she gets to sleep every night. Listen to this song. I'm trying to walk away because I know we can't play that song.
It's not picking up.
Okay, good. Gotta protect the license and the copyright. Now she's grabbing onto my leg. Yeah, man. So what's some of your old great show moments that you remember?
To be honest with you, I'm gonna tell you this right now. We were in a laboratory, and it was one of those nights when I had to crash over there. You locked me in a laboratory like you always do. Yeah, shot, stand here and hit it all night. This guy. Anyway, it was when I think we had like a case of beer, some Hennessy, and I kept putting my beer beside your laptop, right? He was like, "No, no, shots, move it. You're gonna drop it on the laptop. You're gonna drop it on." I said, "Yeah, you're right. 3 seconds later, you spilled a whole beer and short circuited out your laptop."